The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, US Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Friday, August 20th. I guess we have two podcasts today. Season's here. You get extra podcasts. On this episode, we will break down the AFC and NFC West win totals with our good pal, Larry Hartstein. In the feed, we got six other divisions and coming up on the show, week two preseason preview. Larry, what's up, buddy?
Great to see you, Will. And, you know, I don't think I've seen you on a show since you got the sponsorship from Bud Light. And it just warms my heart because I grew up in St. Louis. I basically grew up on Bud Light.
I love to hear it. I don't know. We are big Bud Light fans. I don't know if this particular show is sponsored by it. I just read what Debo tells me to. But yes, you can see the giant Bud Light sign in the background. And we have greatly enjoyed their sponsorship. I'm jealous of anybody who grew up near Bud Light. I'm also jealous of anybody who's hitting winners on Sportsline. You guys are doing lots of them. I know the Early Edge is killing it. It's been killing it for months. You and Coach and Mike McClure knocking out winners. Give us a little, is there any promos going on over Sportsline right now?
Yeah, there's always a promo. If you use the code EDGE at Sportsline, we give you 30 days for free to check out the site. And the show actually introduced a new handicapper this morning. I don't know if you've heard it yet. Allie O'Neill, a young woman who has a real knack for baseball winners. So, yeah, check it out. The Early Edge.
All right. Early Edge podcast, wherever podcasts are found. And of course, sportsline.com. Tons of great content, tons of picks. Football season's coming up. You better lock in your Sportsline subscription now because you will want what the experts are dishing out. And I should also point out that you and RJ, along with the Sportsline, RJ White, who was on the show earlier this week, have at sportsline.com, you can get y'all's win total, the package. That's going to be ready, I think, maybe next week.
Yeah, I'm not sure on the details, but yeah, every team broken down by RJ and myself, in-depth, great stuff.
Yeah, RJ said, I think there's... I can't remember if he said it before the podcast or on the podcast, but maybe there's something like involving legal that has to, you know, it's going to get cleared, but then it'll be ready to roll out. Let's talk about some of the teams and we'll begin with the AFC West, where the Chiefs are clearly the favorite. I mean, it's, you know, they're like minus 400 to win the freaking division. You know, is it, I get it. I mean, I get why that is the way it is. I mean, I don't blame, anybody for making the Chiefs massive favorites because they've been to what, three straight AFC championship games with Patrick Mahomes. Their win total sits at a robust 12.5. What do you think about the Chiefs and any interest in going like fading them and going under? I can't imagine, right?
Well, since Andy Reid took over, they've gone over their win total every year. Yeah, it's the only team in the league. They've got an 8-year streak of going over their win total. So no way I'm going under on this team with Orlando Brown, Joe Tooney. And, you know, that was obviously the glaring need. We all saw them get, you know, debilitated in the Super Bowl by not being able to protect. Well, they invested a ton of money there. So, yeah, I mean, the fact they can lose four games and you can cash it at plus 120, the only way I could look is over.
Yeah, I agree with that. This is, and by the way, Trey Smith, their 6th round pick, is flashing big time in the preseason. They got Creed Humphrey in there as well. It really just impressive by Andy Reid and Brett Veach to, you know, because it's not, you can't just go out and rework your offensive line overnight that easily. Like that, it takes some time. And they had a bunch of incumbent guys who, you know, Mitchell Schwartz and Eric Fisher that had been there for so long. They both deal with injuries. And like you said, you know, they trade for Orlando Brown. They signed Joe Tooney to a massive contract, and they tried to bring in Kyle Long. He suffered an injury. This is just a team that has reworked on the fly its biggest weakness and now appears set to make yet another Super Bowl run. I mean, I guess if you got questions about him, it's on the defensive side of things. Pass rush needs to be a little bit better, but they brought in some more bodies on that D-line. Still have Frank Clark and Chris Jones, of course,
Tyron Matthew
is the backbone of the defense, and they had some younger players pop, like Juan Thornhill looked very good. Legarius Sneed, the fourth round pick in 2020. This is just a team that happens to have the best quarterback in professional football, may have the current best coach in professional football, or at least the best offensive coach in professional football, has the best tight end in the NFL. They have one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. And, oh, by the way, they just happen to have a GM who does a really good job drafting along with Andy Reid. I agree. There really is no other way to look for this team other than the over on the win total. And I think their numbers are probably too short to win the AFC and to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they're favored in every game except for week two at Baltimore. I believe it's a pick'em, the last I saw. But it's a really tough opening stretch. I mean, the Browns, the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chargers are four of their first five with the Eagles thrown in there. But they do get the NFC East, so that's a nice, probably four wins right there.
That is they're playing in the first 5 weeks of the season. They are playing the top three teams
in the AFC,
maybe the top four. If you think the Chargers are gonna be good, I mean, God, that is crazy. That's a tough stretch of football. And then they also have the
Titans. They're all at home though, except for that Baltimore one.
Yeah. I would anticipate that they start fast anyway. You know, certainly some of those things are toss up, so it doesn't necessarily have to happen. But yeah, that would be. I just think I'm not going to bet anything on the Chiefs at all this year. Like I probably won't have any preseason. I mean, I'll bet on the Chiefs, but I won't have any preseason wagers, you know, whether it's the win total, the division odds are too high at this point. You know, you can't lay that, I don't think. And it's just, you know, like I said, you can't really bet the Super Bowl or anything like that with them. Let's find what do we think? The Chargers are the next team on here. Their win total 9.5, juice pretty heavily to the under. I tend to think, Larry, that the coaching upgrade, just blindly, the coaching upgrade from Anthony Lynn to Brandon Staley, is going to be enough that they can potentially get the over on this win total. But that's pretty robust for a team that, you know, was 7-9 last year and could maybe see some regression from Justin Herbert this season.
Yeah, I mean, he had an all-time great rookie season.
Might be the greatest rookie season of all time.
Yeah, and with not a good offensive line, and they have Corey Linsley now, so that's going to definitely stabilize things up front. But you can go over 9 at -125 right now. So if you love this team, definitely wouldn't go over 9.5 when you have 9 out there. But you talked about the upgrade. I mean, what was it? 4 consecutive leads of 16 or more points that they blew. 5 double-digit leads, and also Lombardi coming in as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So upgrades in coaching on both sides of the ball. You know, it's funny that we're saying upgrade. What is he, 38 and has never held a head coaching position anywhere? And we are talking about it as an upgrade, you know, Derwin James back. Yeah, a lot of reasons to be excited. But I think one thing that does concern me, Jared Cook for Hunter Henry, that's a downgrade.
Oh, really? I agree.
You don't think
talent-wise is definitely a downgrade, but financially, like if you factor the contract in there, I think it's probably about even, but I tend to agree with you. I'm a big Hunter Henry fan. They have a lot of younger receivers on that roster too, that they really like. Jalen Guyton, Tyron Johnson, Josh Palmer, who's a rookie, third round rookie this year. Actually have Austin Prohl on that team too. So I think they're deep enough, and adding Rashawn Slater, that the offense should not be a problem. And, you know, Lombardi probably gets a raw deal based on previous stops. The defense for me, I need to see Joey Bosa and Derwin James get 16 games. If I want to believe this is a playoff team though, because if they lose either or both of those guys, Bosa might be even more important because they really don't have a second edge rusher there in Los Angeles. So that's sort of a red flag for me is, can that defense stay healthy? Can the Chargers avoid major injuries?
Yeah, with Ingram gone, I totally agree. I kind of like the secondary, you know, with it's Chris Harris, Asante Samuel. Hayward is gone, but he wasn't very good. He's declined. So yeah. I think 9 is really just about right. So, I mean, the first one, if you force me, I'm definitely going over on the Chiefs. And this one, I just think 9 is right.
Yeah, 9 is a good number. I actually don't even mind the so over at Caesars, our friends at Caesars, they have, for some reason, a lot of alternate win totals listed. I wouldn't hate the over 10 wins for the Chargers at +180.
Yeah, I mean, if things click and it's a great roster, you know, every year everyone says the Chargers have a great roster. Well, you know, finally, maybe they've got the coaching to support that. And yeah, it's funny when you look at the win totals, you see the alternates and you have to click on the alternates to actually get the standard.
That's why.
Like promoting the alternate win totals. But when you click on it, you'll see the regular win total as well.
That is helpful, Larry. Thank you for, I was like, why? I was like, maybe they'll fix it one of these days and actually put up the regular win totals. Yeah. All right. So you're right. Oh, so you can actually bet the clicks on the Giants. Okay. Yeah. Over 8 +170. That's something else right there. Okay. Yeah. So I would say that I would be in on the Chargers over personally at 9. I think that's, like you said, I think it's a sharp number, but I think this team is going to be good. So I wouldn't have a problem doing that. The Denver Broncos, if I can get these alternate win totals to open. No wonder. I was looking on another site. That's why. So are you just, I see. Yes. All right. I will have no criticism of Caesar's website. Just was confused about where they were hiding the win total.
You're not the only one, because that's the way it shows up. And I've seen a lot of people say, where's the regular win total? But it's there. You just have to click it.
You just have to click it. Well, that is helpful. All right. So if you go to Caesar's and you're trying to figure out where the win totals are, that's where. Somebody should call them and tell them that they need to stop doing that. The Broncos sit at over under 8.5. It looks like we still have an answer yet as of this recording as to whether the quarterback will be Drew Locke or Teddy Bridgewater, but it does look like Vic Fangio is getting close to a decision. He says he's working on that. This is a really talented roster. The only two things that hold it back are the quarterback position and the division for me.
And maybe the coaching as well.
The coaching, that's a good point.
Do you believe in Shurmur, you know, as an offensive guy that's going to get the best out of Drew Locke? I think he's going to be the starter. Obviously, you know,
I do too.
We know what Bridgewater is, and they're saying all the right things about Drew Locke, and you know, he does have a big arm, but he was very inaccurate downfield last year. I mean, he can make the splash play, but he could just as easily throw it away. But you're right, the rest of the roster, impressive.
Yeah. Defensively,
Sertan, Fuller, I mean, the defense.
Well, they got Von Miller, Bradley Chubb. You know, it by all accounts, they've been playing really well in defense. And I don't love Fangio as a coach by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think he's a good defensive coach. Like he's gotten the most out of his defenses. And Shurmur, at least, you know, he worked really well as an offensive coordinator. He was the offensive coordinator when the Vikings made the Minneapolis Miracle run, right? And Case Keenum had that big year. I can see a little bit of Case Keenum and Drew Locke, and Shurmur worked well with a defensive minded coach in Mike Zimmer. So I sort of wonder if maybe maybe Shurmur's just not a good head coach. He's a good offensive coordinator, or maybe he's just bad at like picking where he should, what jobs he should take or something like that. I think there's a chance that the Broncos, I don't know if they're a sleeper for the division, but I would take the over 8.5 if I was taking anything here.
Yeah, but the problem you're getting into is, and this is the problem.
Now I'm taking 3 overs in this division.
The two divisions that we have, you know, especially when we get to the NFC West, I love 3 of those teams. You know, I love 3 of them to go over. So you can't go over on, you know, I mean, you can, but
you can't, you don't want to bet the over on 3 divisional teams. That's just bad math.
Yeah, it's usually not going to happen, but I mean, the weapons are there and the Hamler's already, you know, flashing. We didn't really see him and Judy and Fant. So
I've heard that Cortland Sutton looks kind of banged up still and may not be quite right just yet. So that's something that's worth keeping an eye on. But even if he is, like you say, you know, you got Hamler, Judy and Noah Fant. I mean, they've still got plenty of weapons. If Drew Locke develops into an average quarterback, this is a playoff team.
And here's the best part for Denver: Giants, Jags, Jets to start.
Giants, Jags, Jets to start. That should be 3-0.
Yeah.
You have to start 3-0, or else it's a failure. So. All right, I think I'm gonna flip here. Then I'm gonna stay away from the Chargers win total because I think that, and I'm gonna say I'm in. I think the Broncos is an actual over that I would be willing to take at 8.5. This is a team that they lost a bunch of one score games. I think the offense will improve with Shurmur there and all those weapons, and I'm willing to trust the defense. And I don't think there's as big a path to the defense falling apart as there is with maybe the with the Chargers.
Yeah, and they were 2-6 at home last year. You can't expect that again.
Yeah, they remember they had those weird losses too, where it's like they lost to Jacksonville and they lost to Chicago.
Right, like, and they gave him extra time, booted a long field goal.
Yeah. They could have been a lot better. All right, the Raiders finagle through this wonderful website that the folks at Caesars have crafted. The Raiders win total. Do you have the Raiders in front of you?
Yeah, the regular one is 7 right now, juiced over, and the under is even money.
Okay. And see, now they have the Raiders regular season wins. Now I've stumbled into a page with the regular season wins that aren't alternate. How did that happen? anyway, yeah, the Raiders over 7, minus 120, under 7, even money. Everyone who listens to this podcast is aware that I'm not a huge Raiders fan. I think John Gruden's a good coach. I think Derek Carr's been a fine quarterback, but you know, I look at this roster, Larry, and I just do not see it from a defensive perspective. I mean, there's just nothing there really on defense that makes me think this team can compete with a potential step forward team like the Chargers or the Broncos, and certainly with the Chiefs.
Yeah, great division, offensive division for a team that gave up 30 points a game. And I agree with you. And Ngakoue is a nice add, but overall, this defense has not done enough to really get better. But I think the biggest concern is, you know, Derek Carr had an amazing year last year, but his O-line is pretty much gone. I mean, Hudson's gone, Trent Brown's gone, and this kid Leatherwood, Alex Leatherwood from Alabama. You know, so far it's early. I'm not going to judge a kid so far, but he was blocking the wrong guys in the first preseason game. Yeah. And he was getting stood up in the run game, and it could be another Mike Mayock special where, you know, he didn't really take the best guy. So, you know, fell in love with the guy. So I just think if his O-line is bad, they've had a tremendous O-line. I mean, that's been
the backbone of their roster since John Gruden got there. They reworked the offensive line. They wanted the offensive line to be key. They wanted to run the football. They want Josh Jacobs to be their identity. And then they go out and sign Kenyon Drake in the offseason. And they trade multiple starters on the offensive line, draft Leatherwood. I haven't seen a single cohesive plan from this team since the second that John Gruden walked through the door.
Yeah, even money, you know, and 7-10, you don't lose. You don't lose this bet. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like it as well. So yeah, they're obviously out on the Raiders. I mean, this seems to be sort of the consensus in the division, but that's okay. I mean, I can't get in on the Raiders. So especially if the Broncos and the Chargers are as good as I think they'll be, then I think there's a chance that the Raiders could go 1-5 in the division. And then all of a sudden you're feeling great about the, you know, about that under 7, right?
Totally. I mean, this division, the Broncos and the Chargers rosters are just so good. You know, it's really, the question in Denver, you know, is can Drew Lock, you know, just play well? I saw a lot of comparisons to Josh Allen. I don't think it's fair though, no. Because there's no running ability basically with Drew Lock. But the big arm is there. He wasn't very accurate. He's only played about a season's worth of games. So I mean, there are a lot of people expecting not a Josh Allen step from last year, but somewhere in the middle,
a step forward. If you get a step forward from Drew Lock, that Broncos team is going to the playoffs. All right, let's take a break, and we come back to the NFC West.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's
the
butterfly effect
for real. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. The Los Angeles Rams are the top team. The Rams are still plus 180 to win the division. The 49ers 2-1, the Seahawks plus 280. And the Rams are now I have an alternate win total for the Rams.
They're both over. They're both 10.5 plus 110.
Yes.
For the
over 10.5 for the Rams plus 110. Under 10.5 minus 130. Basically, they Vegas Caesar's looking at this and saying, okay, one of these teams is going to be a little bit, one of these teams can get to 12 or 13 wins. The other might end up at 10. And that's sort of how we think the division shakes out. It's a tough division. I love Matthew Stafford. I love Sean McVay. I think their offensive line looks good. The Cam Akers injury for whatever reason sort of led me to believe, Larry, that maybe the Rams roster is a little more fragile than we've been giving it credit for. And that has me flipping a bit towards the Niners. I don't know if I want to go under 10.5 though, with the Rams and that juice.
Yeah, I don't want to go under on this team. That was devastating. I mean, I think with him, this would have been pretty much a solid overplay. But, you know, maybe it means more passing. And have you seen Tutu Atwell? Have you seen him run?
Yeah, he's fast, right?
Yeah, 4.27. Another toy for Sean McVay. I mean, I think it's a massive upgrade with Stafford. I know you've been saying that throughout the offseason. It's not just incremental. It's major, and the defense. But you're right; they're very thin, though. I mean, they lose any of the frontline talent, especially on the O line or among the defensive stars. Yep. You know, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah. So I would probably go over on the Rams. If I was forced to make a bet on the Rams, I would go over 10.5. I think it's probably a stay away for me. At 10.5.
Yeah, for me, it's a lean. It's a lean over. There's a couple other teams in the division I like better.
Okay. The 49ers, we mentioned, also over under 10.5. The over plus 105 at Caesars. The under minus 125. Of course, the 49ers, all the chatter is about Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance. But I tend to think that this Niners team is better than people think. You know, we had, either Sam Monson or Steve, I can't remember which one, but they said that the 49ers sneaky in their pass defense efficiency metrics last year over at PFF, and they lost Nick Bosa. So the defense should only get better. I think I'm drafting Trey Sermon everywhere. I think he has a sneaky shot to lead the league in rushing. If, you know, especially if Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson can't stay healthy. I love this Niners team with all the weapons they have and the coaching they have. And the fact that now they have a backup option at the quarterback position, if something were to happen to Jimmy G.
I love them as well. Two things. Injury luck cannot be as bad as it was last year. I mean, they were absolutely decimated, but number two, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say on the injury luck thing, and I think we touched on this before, they played back-to-back games at MetLife Stadium, and that's where all the injuries occurred, and they were complaining about how bad the turf was. So there's actually like a fairly decent logical reason why they won't have as many injuries next year because they don't play at MetLife.
Right. And the other guy that, I mean, you mentioned Sermon. There's so many guys I love on this roster, but I don't know if you can guess who it is. This one guy changes an entire offense.
George Kittle?
Not George Kittle. He's Eber a new Samuel. Guy. He's a new guy.
Oh, a new guy. Oh, Trey Lance.
Alex Mack.
Oh, agree. I actually agree with that. That's a great take.
The Kyle Shanahan history with him. When he came to Atlanta, I mean, they were 20 points a game. Offense in football.
Correct. But you know what you're skipping too.
What?
Where he was before he came to Atlanta?
Cleveland.
Yeah, they were first place in the freaking AFC North with Kyle Shanahan as their OC and Brian Hoyer as the quarterback when Alex Mack went down with a broken leg and the offense cratered and fell apart.
Every single thing I've read about this guy, you know, if I could play football, I would want to play football with Alex Mack. Every single person around him loves the way he carries himself. He's obviously a Pro Bowl center. I mean, it's just exactly what they needed. It's perfect fit. And yeah, a huge bounce back for
that. That's a great call on Alex Mack. And we've mentioned it in the podcast a bunch because Trent Williams and Alex Mack, you're talking about two guys who know the Kyle Shanahan system as well as anybody in football. And if they're healthy and Trey Sermon, the highest that Kyle Shanahan has ever used in terms of draft capital on a running back, they took him in the third round. He is a picture perfect one cut and burst zone runner. They have Trey Lance who can, you know, come in and use, they're going to use him package plays, I think, like somewhere between 5 and 10%, even when Jimmy G is starting. And eventually Trey Lance will probably get the starting job, but I think they want Jimmy G to try and play well if they can. And if the defense is at average to above average, this is actually, I think, going to be my Super Bowl pick. So I'm all over the over 10 and a half wins here.
Two more points. I mean, watching Trey Lance do that play where he, you know, goes all the way to the left and then
throws across his body.
Throws back right was beautiful, but also a fourth place schedule that the Niners get. So yeah, I love over 10 and a half.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be, that is going to be a bet for me. The Seattle Seahawks. Oh, the poor Seahawks. So disparaged. They are 10 wins plus one. I'm just kidding. They're actually not being that crapped on this year. Over under 10 wins, over is plus 110. Under minus 130, do you think that the addition of Shane Waldron is enough to put the Seahawks over the top and back into the hierarchy of the NFC?
I mean, no, when you're high on three teams in the division, you got to be low on one team, and this is my team. I mean, I think 10 is safe to go under with the Seahawks. It's minus 130, but you know, I just don't think the defense is much improved. I mean, you do have like a good player at each level, you know, Dunlap, Wagner, and Adams. But besides that, I don't see that their defense got so much better. And you know, I don't know. I'm just so down on them. I just think that the window is passed.
I don't know if the window with Russell Wilson is closed, but I do think that this team, as they want to be constructed with Pete Carroll's defense and the run game, that window is passed. You have to be something else. They have to find a new identity. And I'm not backing the team for over 10 wins. Like if it were 9.5, maybe in a 17 game season, but right, you got to get to 11 wins in a division where I love two of the other teams, and the Rams and the 49ers, and the Cardinals are no slouches. I can't get there with the Seahawks at that price.
I was reading something about how their roster, and I knew it like without knowing it, but I was like, this is a very top heavy roster. They're paying like five guys, 25 or 30%. I don't know. I just think the roster beyond the stars that we know, you know, Wilson and DK Metcalf and Lockett and Wagner and Jamal Adams, they make all the money.
Yeah. And they gave Jamal Adams that big contract. It's just, I agree with you. It's just hard to see how the defense is good. Like, I just don't really see a path to the defense being particularly good. And the offense should be fine. I'm excited to see if they run a bunch of no huddle and chunk the ball around. And it sounds like they're actually going to throw shorter passes and not rely as much on the deep ball. That's what, you know, they said that defenses figured out that they were always going to be, you know, roll Russ out and then throw deep on play action to try and hit Metcalf and Lockett. I don't know. I'm with you though. I think I'm out on the Seahawks. The Arizona Cardinals. Over 8, a surprisingly low number, Larry. I thought we were going to see maybe 8.5 or 9, but you got three teams with 10 wins. Somebody's got to be the low team. Clearly, it's the best division in football. You got the smile on your face like you love the Arizona Cardinals over 8.
Yeah, you got to pay minus 140 for this. You know, they're definitely roping you in on this, but I don't see how you can't, because this is definitely going to be the best O-line Kyler Murray has ever had. Yep. And I've been watching highlights of Rondale Moore today, and I can't stop. You know,
dude, like,
that's how excited I am about this guy. I mean, J.J. Watt, I mean, they upgraded on both sides. So, yeah, I'm all in on over 8.
Yeah, I think the only real concern is if you I wish we could take
like every one of these teams and distribute them into other divisions, basically. But it's just frustrating because you look at the Cardinals, you're like, man, I could really get behind this team as a contender. If I my other concern is, do you trust Cliff Kingsbury enough? Or do you think Cliff Kingsbury is a good coach?
I think he's a good enough play caller, you know, to scheme up for Moore and all the other weapons. And I love Edmonds and, you know, Chandler Jones coming back. I mean, you're adding Chandler Jones and JJ Watt. I just think
the defense should be substantially improved.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's all going to be, I didn't like seeing Kyler Murray say that he's not going to run as much. Yeah. I didn't like that in terms of getting to 9 wins. But this team is absolutely loaded. I mean, Hudson was a huge add on the offensive line, you know, loaded in terms of, yeah, they could win a couple divisions.
Right. If they were in the AFC South, they'd be the favorites or the NFC East for sure. Actually, I think there's a case to be made that AJ Green could be a nice little bounce back season. It can't be much worse than he was last year. Of course, Hopkins is great. Rondale Moore needs to take some of the Larry Fitzgerald snaps, and he needs to be getting throw these screens to him and let him explode all over the place. And good offensive line upgraded. They've improved the defense slowly and they have players at every level. And if Kyler Murray was taking the step forward last year until he got injured, until he hurt that shoulder. And then he really stopped running. He sort of fell back to earth. They lost a couple of games and they just couldn't close late in the season. I think if Kyler Murray is healthy for 16 games, he'll be potentially in the mix for MVP.
Oh yeah. I mean, his arrow is going straight up. And I also like their draft. Zaven Collins already looks good. So let's get to 9 wins.
All right, that's the over. We like the Cardinals over. So we like 3 of the overs, fade the – it's basically we like – in each of these West divisions, we like 3 of the teams, and we're going to fade the other – we're fading the Raiders and the Seahawks is what we are doing. All right, Larry, people make sure and go to sportsline.com. Check out all the content over there. And, of course, go subscribe to The Early Edge. It is out every weekday morning. Is it weekends too, right?
Yes, 365. The coach never takes the day off.
I've seen coach take days off. I saw Alan Bell.
Rarely.
I don't take days. No, everybody, you got to take days off. You do a daily podcast, you have to. Coach is hosting almost 365 days a year, and they give out picks. I mean, if there's a noon baseball game, you guys are all.
I'm sweating a K-prop right now.
Oh, which K-prop?
Cease under 7.5.
I love a K-prop.
Ooh, he's got 5, but he's at 82 pitches.
All right, well, let's hope you can cash that one out. Make sure and check that out in The Early Edge where we find your podcast. Larry, as always, a pleasure, buddy.
Enjoyed it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.